Appendix A, Human Resources Automation Support. Human resources databases and systems are essential in accomplishing Army-wide personnel information management and requires a team of human resources professionals who are competent in using them. It is critical to ensure human resources professionals are cross-trained on all human resources databases and systems. This appendix describes specific human resources databases, systems, and other automation systems and equipment used by human resources professionals to perform human resources missions at theater, brigade, and battalion levels. For human resources professionals to conduct required human resources functions and tasks, immediate NIPRNet and CIPRNet connectivity should be at the top of a unit's priority list when arriving in theater. Human resources databases. The following paragraphs discuss various human resources databases. These are used by human resources professionals in performing human resources missions. Automated Military Postal System. The Automated Military Postal System is a web-enabled management system that integrates and optimizes business processes across the United States Postal Service and the DoD. System users can view information on their desktops for their military post offices and make changes or corrections to information themselves. The Automated Military Postal System provides the deployed military post office with the capability to process Postal Service PS Form 2942, Military Mail AV7, finance business, postal net alerts, product tracking services, and monitoring voting information. Defense Casualty Information Processing System. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System is the DoD functional information system of record for all casualty and mortuary affairs information processes for the Army, Marines, Navy, and Air Force. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System enforces uniform casualty reporting and case management support to survivors to ensure they receive all benefits and entitlements. For deceased personnel, Defense Casualty Information Processing System provides mortuary affairs visibility and case management of casketed remains from the port of entry mortuary to the final resting place. For injured/ill personnel, Defense Casualty Information Processing System provides tracking of progress reports to provide designated family members with the status of their loved one. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System is the primary source of information when communicating with family members and provides a real-time worldwide capability so the entire case history is immediately available to all authorized users. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System consists of three main modules that support the creation of casualty reports by units to overarching casualty support for survivors by Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. Defense Casualty Information Processing System Case Management. This module is the main repository of all casualty reports, soldier demographic data, incident information, next of kin and other interested persons, next of kin notification tracking, benefits and entitlements tracking, funeral and interment information, funeral claim adjudication, casualty notification and assistance officer assignments, and management and tracking of missing soldiers from past conflicts. Access to this module requires approval by Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report. This module is used to create initial and supplemental casualty reports on a continuing basis by designated human resources casualty personnel. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report collects basic information concerning a casualty and allows the ASCC to manage, verify, and then submit the report to Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report allows the verification of entered casualty information against the Army's official personnel database and Defense Casualty Information Processing System case management. Vetted casualty reports become permanent casualty reports in Defense Casualty Information Processing System case management. The ASCC commander determines who used Defense Casualty Information Processing System casualty report. Access to Defense Casualty Information Processing System casualty report requires approval by Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. Defense Casualty Information Processing System personnel casualty report. This module is used primarily by units in a theater of operation that do not have or need continuing access to Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report. Casualty reports created and submitted using Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report appear in Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report for action and further review and processing. Casualty reports submitted using Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report are not viewable or retrievable by a Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report user. Units requiring multiple users to view casualty reports must coordinate with their higher headquarters casualty reporting element to gain access to Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report. Access to Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report does not require approval by Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division. Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report Import Spreadsheet. This provides the ability to import multiple casualties from a spreadsheet. The spreadsheet template is available on the Defense Casualty Information Processing System website and MilSuite community. Both Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report and Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report users can use the spreadsheet to import casualty reports into Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report or Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report. Brigade level STB S1s and G1/AGs are required to coordinate with the HRC and TPOC before deploying to ensure they have the appropriate access. Before deploying, human resources units serving as deployed theater casualty information centers must coordinate with Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division to ensure they have access to all required components of Defense Casualty Information Processing System. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System user guides are available for Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report, Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report, and the Defense Casualty Information Processing System Import Spreadsheet. The Adjutant General School Soldier Support Institute, Fort Jackson, South Carolina, conducts training on Defense Casualty Information Processing System Casualty Report and Defense Casualty Information Processing System Personnel Casualty Report. Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System. The Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System is a system that maintains personnel and benefits information for active, retired, and reserve component uniformed service members. Eligible family members of active, retired, and reserve component uniformed service members. DoD personnel and DoD contractors requiring logical access. The system verifies eligibility when producing CACs and supports benefit delivery, including medical, dental, educational, and life insurance. In addition, the system enables DoD e-business, including identity management, reduces fraud and abuse of government benefits, and supports medical readiness. Key points to remember include human resources personnel can contact the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System Help Desk or consult the Frequently Asked Questions published on the TRICARE website. All Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System content coming from Army Knowledge Online is encrypted and secure. Note, information is not stored on Army Knowledge Online. It is retrieved and displayed when accessing the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System service. The TGPAT and Brigade Level S1s must ensure the RAPIDS deployable workstation accompanies troop deployment and not shipped by boat to keep operations active and systems updated for the first 30 days. Deployable Real-Time Automated Personnel Identification System. The deployable RAPIDS workstation is a laptop version of a fixed RAPIDS workstation designed for use in both tactical and non-tactical environments. It provides Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System updates and issues CACs to soldiers at home station or in a deployed environment. The deployable workstation also provides the user with a CAC personal ID number reset capability. This system works only when connected to the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System and has the same operational capability as the standard desktop version of the RAPIDS workstation. The Site Security Manager is vital to operation of a RAPIDS site. The Defense Manpower Data Center relies heavily upon the RAPIDS Site Security Manager to provide the leadership needed to operate a RAPIDS workstation and to ensure only eligible individuals receive DoD personnel and medical entitlements, as well as to safeguard access to DoD systems and facilities. The Site Security Manager is responsible for the following key areas of operation: policy and procedure compliance, operator and site administration, documentation and training compliance, and cardstock and consumables support. The Defense Manpower Data Center requires 2 certified site security managers per site to allow continuity of operations for on-demand application overrides and additional application activities that only site security managers have role-based access to support when maintenance or communication issues arise. Additionally, site security managers may need to coordinate with the S6 or supporting firewall and network administrator and/or technical staff to ensure adequate local network connection and firewall port access are available to accommodate the RAPIDS deployable system. Key to successful operation of the deployable RAPIDS workstation is the continued utilization in both tactical and non-tactical environments. System operators maintain proficiency and certification, as well as maintain the RAPIDS workstation with up-to-date software upgrades and system security patches. Brigade S1s must ensure two site security managers are appointed in writing, along with a minimum of two verifying officials, and are trained on how to use the deployable RAPIDS. The RAPIDS site security managers and verifying officials must complete the web-based training certification courseware prior to issuing cards on the system. For training assistance, refer to the verifying officials' information system website. Integrated Total Army Personnel Database. The Integrated Total Army Personnel Database integrates individual records from the five physical Total Army Personnel Database databases into a single physical database. Ownership rules determined by the three Army components applies, so the database shows which component owns the soldier at the time the records are loaded. Tactical Personnel System. The Tactical Personnel System is a standalone system that provides an ad hoc ability to create manifests and a database to account for unit personnel. It has limited ability to perform robust personnel accounting and strength reporting. Human resources professionals use the system primarily to create manifests for transportation by air. The system can produce automated manifests that can be loaded in Air Force manifesting systems and DTAS. Key points to remember include generates reports, personnel daily summary, and personnel requirements, which assist S1s with personnel accounting and strength reporting and replacement operations. Eliminates unnecessary data entry to create manifests, deployed personnel databases, and reports based on embedded capabilities and linked to Total Army Personnel Database. Produces and edits task force structures by unit identification code, social security number, and/or crew. Interfaces with RAPIDS, Air Mobility Command/Global Transportation Network, and DoD Smart Card/CAC. Generates deployment, redeployment, and aircraft manifests. Automatically builds a deployed personnel database. Provides queries on deployed personnel. Generates transfer files, which are uploadable to populate DTAS. Total Army Personnel Database. The Total Army Personnel Database is the Army's corporate human resources database and implements several individual databases: Total Army Personnel Database Reserves, Total Army Personnel Database Active Enlisted, Total Army Personnel Database Active Officer, and Total Army Personnel Database Civilian. Note: Total Army Personnel Database Reserves, Total Army Personnel Database Active Enlisted, and Total Army Personnel Database Active Officer will be subsumed with the implementation of IPSA future releases. Human Resources Systems. The following paragraphs discuss various human resources systems used for providing human resources support. All human resources systems, except for DTAS, operate in NIPRNet. Note, the eMILPO Enlisted Distribution and Assignment System and Total Officer Personnel Management Information System, TOPMIS, will be subsumed by the implementation of IPSA Release 3, projected for December 2021. Army Disaster Personnel Accountability and Assessment System. The Army Disaster Personnel Accountability and Assessment System is a web-based, user-friendly application designed to augment the disaster accountability process by aiding in the determination of the statuses and whereabouts of all Army-affiliated personnel, military, DA civilians, non-appropriated fund employees, and CAF, and their family members when directed by the Secretary of Defense. It is the official tool for personnel accounting in conjunction with natural or man-made disasters. The information in the system provides DoD and Army leadership a means of determining the status of Army personnel and family members in an affected area and facilitates the decisions on allocating resources for recovery and reconstitution. The Army Disaster Personnel Accountability and Assessment System meets the policy requirements outlined in DoDI 3001.02, Personnel Accountability in Conjunction with Natural or Man-Made Disasters, and CJCSM 3150.13 Charlie, Joint Reporting Structure Personnel Manual, which requires each service component to provide the most expeditious accountability of designated personnel categories following a disaster. Refer to AR 600-86, Army Disaster Personnel Accountability and Assessment Program, for specific policies, standards, and requirements for performing the functions of disaster personnel accountability and assessments. After an emergency, all Army-affiliated personnel affected by the emergency, soldiers, family members, and DA civilian employees, are to report their status to their command at the first available opportunity. This provides commanders a means to assess the impact of the disaster on soldiers and their families and to provide assistance where needed. As the system is a web-based system, family members, soldiers, and DA civilians can use the secure website to update and view personal records. It can be accessed from work or home from any internet browser. A CAC reader is not required. Army Records Information Management System. The Army Records Information Management System identifies, arranges, and retrieves Army records for reference and disposition per a directive, usually an AR or DA PAM, which prescribes their creation, maintenance, and use. It focuses on the management of long-term and permanent records and allows the business process to manage short-term records. It addresses only the record copy of information. All other copies of the same information may be disposed of when no longer needed for business, not to exceed the retention time of the record copy. The system simplifies record keeping, shifts retention and disposition burdens to record holding areas, improves records processing for deployed units and contingency operations, and provides a host of support services and automated tools on the web. Common Operational Picture Synchronizer. The Common Operational Picture Synchronizer is an enabling system available to regular Army Brigade S1s, which allows a common view of authorized unit strength and personnel manning authorization document authorizations. It is a web-based tool designed to give human resources strength managers and commanders the capability to view regular Army officer and enlisted personnel strength and authorization data. Distribution management sublevel managers at the HRC can also view this data. It provides a drill-down capability to information at the specialty, grade, additional skill identifier, and skill qualification identifier levels of detail. In addition, it also provides the capability to drill down assigned strength to the individual soldier level. The system compares strength data acquired from the Total Army Personnel Database and authorization data from the Total Army Authorization Documentation System and provides a manning view of assigned versus authorized strengths by unit identification code. Key points to remember include access to the Common Operational Picture Synchronizer is through the Army Knowledge Online portal. The system provides human resources professionals at all levels the ability to view the same manning data. The system provides number of assigned and authorized personnel by unit identification code. Emphasizes the need for S1s to ensure eMILPO and other human resources systems that update personnel readiness statuses are maintained and monitored on a continual basis. Deployed Theater Accountability System. The Deployed Theater Accountability System establishes and maintains personnel accountability in a JOA. It is a classified system fielded to all human resources commanders, personnel, and organizations. The system has three distinct levels: mobile, major command, and enterprise. It provides reliable, timely, and efficient accountability for soldiers, DOD and DA civilians, CAF, and foreign nationals. It provides this by enabling commanders at echelons the ability to track their personnel by name, unit, location, and date. The system also allows commanders to track their personnel while in transit, populating duty status changes by synchronizing to the major command system. The major command system transfers historical records to the enterprise server daily. This capability is critical for immediate and future operations. Key points to remember include: key reports include gains and losses in transit, personnel status, and unit rosters. Prior to deployment, provide a copy of the Human Resources Authorization Report to the supporting TPOC. Reconciliation is required between DTAS and eMILPO. Electronic Military Personnel Office. The eMILPO is a web-based application designed to provide the Army with a reliable, timely, and efficient method for performing personnel actions and personnel accounting and strength reporting. The S1 utilizes eMILPO, which is the mechanism for updating active duty soldier information at the top of the system. The eMILPO transactions establish or update the Total Army Personnel Database and ultimately, daily, the Integrated Total Army Personnel Database at the HRC. The modules allow users, human resources managers, and commanders visibility of the location, status, and skills of their soldiers, from headquarters Department of the Army down to unit level. The Enterprise Data Store, commonly referred to as Data Store, provides snapshots of personnel data across the eMILPO database to support logical and decision-making needs for users within the Total Army hierarchy. Daily updates ensure the data is accurate, reliable, and available in a timely manner. Enlisted Distribution and Assignment System. The Enlisted Distribution and Assignment System is a real-time, interactive, and automated system supporting the management of the enlisted force. Assignment and distribution managers at the HRC use the system to create requisitions and process assignments, to create and validate requisitions, and to add or modify requisitions. The system also provides enlisted strength management information. The Web Enlisted Distribution and Assignment System provides access to the same source information provided to the Army personnel community in the system. The information is static and updated daily. The system provides access to summary reports, requisition reports, personnel information, assignment information, and a data dictionary lookup function. Evaluation Entry System. The Evaluation Entry System is a web-based tool used to complete and submit evaluations to the HRC. The Army-wide standard for submitting evaluation reports to Headquarters, Department of the Army, is electronic submission of completed, digitally signed evaluation reports on current versions of authorized electronic forms with authorized enclosures using the Evaluation Entry System. It is the primary method for generating, submitting, tracking, and processing all academic evaluation reports for military service schools and civilian institutions. This system consolidates Army Publishing Directorate forms lookup, doctrine references, the form wizard, and profile calculators. Benefits include an enhanced wizard to guide rating chains and human resources professionals in preparing evaluations. A multi-pane dashboard allows users to view data input and forms simultaneously. A built-in tool to view and manage rater and senior rater profiles and quick reference to AR-623-3 and DAPAM-623-3 eliminates accessing multiple systems and consolidates evaluation tools into one system. A CAC with valid certificates is required to initiate and execute digital signatures on evaluation reports. Human Resources Command Identity Management System. The Human Resources Command Identity Management System is a web-based application used by unit administrators to request access to the HRC-controlled databases and automated systems. This system does not support requests for EMILPO access. Key points to remember include: each brigade-level S1 organization must establish a Human Resources Command Identity Management System account to access TOPMIS-2 and ETOPMIS, Enlisted Distribution and Assignment System, and the Common Operational Picture Synchronizer. Brigade S1s may further delegate sponsor privileges to any individual assigned to their distribution management sublevel. Interactive Personnel Electronic Records Management System. The Interactive Personnel Electronic Records Management System is the repository of Army Military Human Resources Record legal artifacts for all components. The Army Military Human Resources Record contains copies of all permanent documents placed into the Soldier's Army Military Human Resources Record in accordance with AR-600-8-104. For family members, accuracy of information is critical for next of kin notification. Key points to remember include: documentation must be placed into the Soldier's Army Military Human Resources Record in accordance with AR-600-8-104. For family members, accuracy of information is critical for next of kin notification. Documents required for filing in the system and outdated documents, or documents that are no longer authorized to be filed in the Army Military Human Resources Record, can be found on the Interactive Personnel Electronic Records Management System website. Annual finance and personnel record reviews are required for every soldier using the record review tool in the system, regardless of component. One system for all components. Integrated Personnel and Pay System, Army. The IPSE is an online human resources system that provides integrated personnel, pay, future, and talent management, future, capabilities in a single system. The system uses a commercial off-the-shelf system that runs utilizing Oracle's PeopleSoft-based software. It provides end-to-end tracking of pay and personnel data and gives individual soldiers access to their soldier record brief. The system will automate the pay process while linking human resources transactions, such as dependent changes and promotions. The IPSE program provides integrated access by granting visibility and transaction functionality to commanders, soldiers, and Army human resources professionals, and will greatly reduce the use of paper forms for data entry by allowing direct or automated input into the system. Embedded security and CAC restrictions ensure safeguarding of critical information. This system gives commanders visibility and transaction role authority over their personnel and improves readiness by synchronizing personnel movement and deployment status. The increased visibility across installations and geographic boundaries based on command relationship with the Army organizational server will optimize the Human Resources Division of Labor to be more consistent with the fundamental characteristics of Army Human Resources transformation. The system will deliver enhanced analytics capabilities to support personnel readiness management, personnel accounting and strength reporting, personnel information management, talent management, and essential personnel services to support large-scale combat operations and wargaming concepts. The IPSE will also deliver customer relationship management, a framework that allows a member to submit a self-service ticket that is tracked through to completion, greatly improving transparency and accountability for human resources support to members. Sustainment Automation Support Management Offices provide tactical support to IPSE. Regional-Level Application Software. The Regional-Level Application Software is a client-server web-enabled application used by the United States Army Reserve for management of personnel and resources. It shows overall readiness posture of the unit by soldier and generates total Army personnel database reserves transactions and electronically transmits the data to the HRC. Reserve Component Automation System. The Reserve Component Automation System is an automated information system that supports commanders, staff, and functional managers in mobilization, planning, and administration of the Army's Reserve Component Forces. It is primarily an Army National Guard system, but the United States Army Reserve uses some mobilization modules. The system is a web-based information system providing visibility of personnel management data, tools for retirement points accounting, and mobilization planning. Unit-level personnel can view all data for soldiers assigned. Key points to remember include, to use the Reserve Component Automation System, users must have an account and one or more profiles containing application-specific user roles. The S1 should contact the nearest United States Army Reserve and Army National Guard representative for clarity or for specific information on actions affecting Army National Guard personnel. Reserve Component Line of Duty Module. The Reserve Component LOD module provides a web-accessible, comprehensive, user-friendly tool for use at units, Joint Force Headquarters, Readiness Divisions, United States Army Reserve Command, National Guard Bureau, and Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Division to administer and manage LOD determinations, incapacitation pay, medical care, and safety programs. The Reserve Component LOD module helps the user organize the materials needed to complete the electronic DA Form 2173, Statement of Medical Examination and Duty Status, or DD Form 261, Report of Investigation Line of Duty and Misconduct Status, transfer forms electronically to the next step, and track LOD investigation actions. Information available via the Medical Operating Data System pre-populates data fields where appropriate. Improved security occurs with the digital signature of specified data elements using a CAC. Reserve Component Manpower System. The Reserve Component Manpower System provides human resources professionals at all levels, to include Headquarters Department of the Army G1, with a suite of products to support Army Reserve G1 strength readiness, strength management, and soldier services missions. From the system, users can access numerous products, including the Commander's Strength Management Module, Electronic Soldier Record Brief, Electronic Personnel Actions Tracker, Automated Vacancy Entry, Command List Integration, Specified Allotment Reporting Application, and the Participation Management and Reporting Subsystem. Retirement Point Accounting System. The Retirement Point Accounting System supports commanders, staff, and other human resources professionals in supporting members and former members of the Ready Reserve, Standby, Retired Reserve, and Officer Active Duty Obligor with tools for retirement point accounting mandated by Title 10, United States Code, and DODI 1215.07, Service Credit for Non-Regular Retirement. The system generates a retirement point statement for current members and United States Army Reserve units to review annually. The Retirement Point Accounting System records and maintains retirement points earned by a Ready Reserve soldier during his or her career for a non-regular retirement and 1405 time for a regular retirement. The system also maintains grade advancement and survivor benefit information for the certification of non-regular retired pay. Total Officer Personnel Management Information System. The TOPMIS retrieves officer and warrant officer information and has data query functionality. It has two subsystems, TOPMIS 2 and Electronic TOPMIS. The TOPMIS 2 is a Microsoft Windows-based program intended to provide users with friendly point-and-click screens and easy access to data. The system, with its web-based interface, allows users real-time access via the Internet from any location worldwide. Deploying units must ensure soldiers request access from the HRC and have received the prerequisite training on TOPMIS-2. The web application called Citrix is required before accessing TOPMIS-2. Human resources professionals can request passwords simultaneously for both Citrix and TOPMIS-2. Assignment and distribution managers at the HRC use this system to create and validate requisitions and process assignments for officers. Headquarters, Department of the Army, Army commands, and installations also use the system to manage officer strength and distribution and to maintain officer record data on Total Army Personnel Database Active Officer. Key uses include pulling many different personnel queries, officer strength reports to assist in the production and analysis of unit status reporting and mission essential requirements, viewing officer record briefs, and requests for orders. Other automation systems and equipment. The following paragraphs discuss other automation systems and equipment. These are also used by human resources professionals to support human resources missions. Army National Guard G1 Personnel Gateway. The Army National Guard G1 Personnel Gateway connects the Army National Guard G1 with soldiers in 54 states and territories and is a centralized source for all Army National Guard human resources information. It provides streamlined access to resources regarding Army National Guard programs, processes, benefits, and policies. During joint operations, human resources professionals from other components use the Army National Guard G1 Personnel Gateway to understand Army National Guard human resources systems and processes to support Army National Guard soldiers. The Army National Guard G1 human resources tools and products can be found on the Army National Guard G1 Personnel Gateway portal using a CAC-enabled workstation. Command Post of the Future. First introduced as transformational technology to support Operation Iraqi Freedom, Command Post of the Future is a software capability hosted on a computer system that currently provides collaboration and visualization for Army division and brigade commanders and staff. This software provides a collaborative operating environment, voice-over internet protocol, a highly intuitive graphical user interface, and enhanced briefing capabilities. It allows commanders from battalion level and higher to feed real-time situational awareness into the system and have information available in text and graphic representation immediately by fellow commanders and staffs at all levels. Inside the system network, operators can visualize the commander's intent and COP, as well as manipulate tactical data in a collaborative manner, alone or with other operators. Command Post of the Future is a valuable planning and management tool, allowing commanders to access real-time situational awareness. It eliminates the need for a physical tactical operations center by providing a virtual one through collaboration in a distributed operating environment. Director's Personnel Readiness Overview. The Director's Personnel Readiness Overview is an Army National Guard web-based analysis tool. It provides an accurate picture of a state or unit's strength posture with drill-down capability. Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade and Below Joint Capabilities Release, and Blue Force Tracking 2. The Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade and Below Joint Capabilities Release upgrades the Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade and Below with enhanced capabilities to support command and control and situational awareness. This tactical network has great bandwidth, allowing the movement of more information to more users within seconds rather than minutes. This upgrade also includes Blue Force Tracking 2, a high-tech, high-speed force tracking satellite communications network. It is approximately 10 times faster than the original Blue Force tracking system and provides real-time force tracking data on a digital map display screen, uses increased data throughput and modernized transceivers with improved forward link capability to improve the speed and refresh time of the network. The Blue Force tracking 2 provides more bandwidth, which allows the system to update the blue picture more often. Employment of the Joint Capabilities Release System with the Blue Force Tracking 2 transceiver and network upgrades enable friendly positions to update in seconds. The Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade and Below Joint Capabilities Release, and Blue Force Tracking 2 integrate with the Joint Battle Command platform to provide relevant position location information to units on the move. Gateway Tracking System. The Theater Gateway in the United States Central Command's AO utilizes a standalone local Oracle software database known as the Gateway Tracking System to maintain visibility of passengers transiting theater. Global Air Transportation Execution System. The Global Air Transportation Execution System is an Air Mobility Command aerial port operations and management information system designed to support automated cargo and passenger processing. The reporting of in-transit visibility data to the global transportation network. The system also provides the billing to Air Mobility Command's Financial Management Directorate. It is a peripheral system to the United States Army Personnel Accountability Systems and one of several systems managed under the Gates Enterprise Management System. It does not allow read-only writes, thus the reason the United States Air Force limits access. Global Combat Support System, Army. The Global Combat Support System, Army, is the replacement for several of the Army's current standard Army Management Information Systems. The system tracks supply chain, maintenance, equipment, and financial transactions related to logistics for all Army units. It operates in conjunction with other key systems and provides support personnel detailed information required by the soldier and the current availability of needed materiel, to include items in the distribution system. The system addresses the Army's current automation dilemma of having stovepiped systems, which are systems that do not share information horizontally among different functional areas. It employs state-of-the-art technology to include client-server technology designed to take full advantage of modern communications protocols and procedures. This design allows for maximum amount of communications capability and flexibility to take advantage of any available communication systems to include commercial or military, terrestrial, or space-based. The system complies with the Defense Information Infrastructure, Common Operating Environment, and Technical and Data Element Standards. The system is also the first Army logistics system that maintains a daily interface with an Army Human Resources System, for example, eMilpo. Global Command and Control System, Army. The Global Command and Control System, Army, is the Army link for the Joint Battle Command platform to the Global Command and Control System. It provides a suite of modular applications and information and decision support to Army strategic and operational theater-level planning for theater operations and sustainment. The system supports the apportionment, allocation, logistics support, and deployment of Army forces to combatant commands. Functionality includes force tracking, host nation and civil military operations support, theater air defense, targeting, military information support operations, mission command, logistics, medical, provost marshal, counter drug, and personnel status. The system primarily deploys from corps to division. Joint Battle Command Platform. The Joint Battle Command Platform is a secure, data-encrypted, high-speed satellite networked information system that consists of next-generation mapping technology, chat and messaging capability, along with an improved user graphical interface. It enables Army forces to share real-time friendly, enemy, and battlefield situational awareness, operational maps and graphics, and command and control messages. The Joint Battle Command Platform includes an intuitive interface, touch-to-zoom maps, and drag-and-drop icons to deliver situational awareness capabilities to operations centers, ground vehicles, aviation assets, and dismounted soldiers. It incorporates the mounted family of computer systems, which is a common hardware solution used to ensure tactical computers are scalable and tailorable to the mission and vehicle. Configurations range in options from a detachable tablet to a fully loaded vehicle-mounted workstation. The Joint Battle Command Platform provides blue, friendly, and red, enemy, situational awareness, network integration, and enhances support to sustainment operations. It expands upon the Force 21 Battle Command Brigade and below, and the Blue Force tracking systems. Joint Personnel Accountability Reconciliation and Reporting. Joint Personnel Accountability Reconciliation and Reporting develops a process for obtaining personnel visibility of all United States forces in a geographic combatant commander's AO using automation. It leverages existing defense manpower data center systems and human resources expertise of personnel tracking systems and provides reconciliation and reporting of personnel from multiple DoD sources. Maneuver Control System. The Maneuver Control System is the primary mission command information source, providing the COP decision aids and overlays capabilities to support the tactical commander and staff. The system interfaces with the force-level information database populated from the other battlefield automated systems. The system satisfies information requirements for a specific operation, tracks resources, displays situational awareness, effects timely control of current combat operations, and effectively develops and distributes plans, orders, and estimates to support future operations. It also supports the MDMP. Medical Planner's Toolkit. The Medical Planner's Toolkit is a suite of tools combined into a single desktop application. It supports the joint medical planning community and provides users with a means of estimating required replacements by MOS and pay grade. The medical planning tools used for deriving casualty estimate rates for operational planning are the Patient Condition Occurrence Frequency Tool, Casualty Rate Estimation Tool, and the Expeditionary Medical Requirements Estimator. When used collectively, these tools provide data to enhance medical planning efficiency. Medical Protection System. In addition to the human resources systems listed above, S1s need access to the Medical Protection System. It is a medical system which provides S1s and their commanders with a real-time worldwide system to monitor and assess the medical readiness and deployability for soldiers in their respective units. The system is accessible to brigade surgeons to assist in planning and executing Army health system operations and to provide commanders with medical situational understanding. The S1 can use the system to track DoD individual medical readiness requirements and provides commanders with comprehensive reports to assess the medical readiness for their soldiers. The comprehensive medical readiness data includes all medical and dental requirements in accordance with AR-600-8-101. Net Unit Status Reporting. Net Unit Status Reporting is a web-based Army readiness input tool that enables human resources users to import current readiness, status information, and data on their unit or units from official sources, and assists human resources users in preparing and submitting readiness status reports into the Defense Readiness Reporting System, Army. The Defense Readiness Reporting System, Army, is a commander's report that provides enhanced features that directly links users to respective Army authoritative databases and provides user-friendly web-based input tools to ease report submission. Non-Classified Internet Protocol Router Network. The NIPRNet is a network of government-owned Internet protocol routers used to exchange sensitive unclassified information. It provides access to specific DoD network services and supports a wide variety of applications, such as email, web-based collaboration, information dissemination, and connectivity to the worldwide Internet. Access to the NIPRNet is obtained through a standardized tactical entry point site, or teleport, which then distributes through an unclassified theater network. The NIPRNet enables a myriad of other reach functions, from deployed forces to the sustaining base and lateral collaboration among deployed elements. Secret Internet Protocol Router Network. The SIPRNet supports critical mission command applications and intelligence functions. It operates in a manner similar to the NIPRNet, but as a secure network. As with the NIPRNet, the SIPRNet provides access to many web-based applications, as well as the ability to send and receive classified information up to secret. These applications and capabilities enable the effective planning and execution of plans in a secure environment. The SIPRNet also enables a myriad of reach logistics functions from deployed forces to the sustaining base and lateral collaboration among deployed elements. Single Mobility System. The Single Mobility System is a web-based computer system providing visibility of air, sea, and land transportation assets and provides aggregated reporting of cargo and passenger movements. The system does this by collecting plane, ship, and truck movement data from other computer systems, such as the Global Transportation Network, Consolidated Air Mobility Planning System, Global Defense Support System, Joint Air Logistics Information System, Air National Guard Management Utility, and the Defense Transportation Tracking System. Sustainment Tactical Network. The Sustainment Tactical Network includes the Combat Service Support Automated Information System interface and the Very Small Aperture Terminal Systems. These are Army sustainment information systems that support the Global Combat Support System, Army, and Enterprise Resource Planning Systems. Combat Service Support Automated Information System interface. The Combat Service Support Automated Information System interface links Army Sustainment Information System computers through a deployable wireless local area network. It enables secure communications between unit commanders, sustainment/human resources managers, and soldiers to provide soldiers the sustainment/human resources support needed to stay equipped and operationally ready. Very Small Aperture Terminal. The Very Small Aperture Terminal is a mobile satellite terminal used for reliable connectivity. Used in conjunction with the Combat Service Support Automated Information System interface, it permits the receipt and transmission of data and voice over Internet protocol communications via the NIPRNet/SIPRNet from any location. Together with the Combat Service Support Automated Information Systems interface, it gives the TSC the communication asset it needs to manage and maintain mission command support across theater. Synchronized Pre-Deployment and Operational Tracker. The Joint Enterprise Contractor Management and Accountability System provides spot-generated CAF accountability data to the TPOC and ASCC G1/AG per local command policy. The ASCC G1/AG is responsible for developing mission-specific CAF accountability and reporting policies and monitors the execution of the CAF accountability process. The TPOC, Core G1/AGs, and Division G1s and S1s execute these policies. For additional information on SPOT, see JP4-10, Operational Contract Support, AR715-9, and ATP4-10/MCRP4-11 Hotel/NTTP4-09.1/Air Force Manual 10-409-OSCAR. Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2. The Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2 is the joint automated information system for unit moves, installation transportation office, and functionality of the Transportation Management Office. It provides an integrated traffic management capability and supports deployment, redeployment, and sustainment of United States forces. The system ultimately integrates with unit installation and depot-level supply systems to manage inbound and outbound movement, shipment, documentation, and requisition information. The system provides the TSC with an automated capability to forecast the arrival of personnel and intertheater cargo and containerized shipments, and to maintain visibility of command interest cargo en route to theater, thereby enhancing TSC capabilities to maintain the intra-theater segment of the distribution system in balance and operating efficiently. The Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2 provides TSC distribution managers the capability to coordinate and provide transportation services to shippers, carriers, and receiving activities located throughout theater. Automated functions include documenting transportation movement requests, tasking mode operators, forecasting, and reporting container and cargo movements throughout the distribution system. Other capabilities include scheduling and deconflicting convoy movements, maintaining unit personnel location manifesting data, and maintaining in-transit cargo and asset movement visibility. The system provides mode operators an automated capability to receive commitments, conduct mission planning, task available assets, and maintain fleet asset data. Trusted Associate Sponsorship Program. The Trusted Associate Sponsorship Program is a web-based tool used to gather information to verify eligibility for issuing CACs to CAF. Contractors who must complete the CAC application can access the data from any computer, providing the trusted agent or trusted agent security manager has issued them a system-generated username and password. This provides increased control in who may apply for a CAC, eliminate data reentry, and provide real-time information about CAF. There is a distinction between contractors eligible for a CAC and others needing physical access when issuing local contractor ID cards. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Mark F. Averill, Acting Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.